part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Mrs. William, make me tea.
Episode 75, part 2.
No doubt, Scott.
Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah.
He's John.
I'm Scott. He's Scott. I get that right one of these days, man. Hello. We're back. Turn that shit off. All right. How you doing, man? You okay?
Are
we good? What are you doing?
Hold on.
I'm back.
All right, BBC Peace. BBC 7.
BBC
7-11.
Peace. I don't think that was the BB song. BB song?
The BB.
The BBC song that Stefan was referring to, but we'll give it a go.
Right. Sounds
so
good to me.
Clip that out and put some guitar on it and send it back. We'll play it on the next episode.
Hopefully it sounded good.
Hopefully it did,
I don't know. Yeah.
I forgot a couple of,
What's up, man?
What's up with you, man?
It's like, wow, dude.
No doubt, dude.
All right.
All right, man. You want to try out our time machine?
Oh, sure.
Bears score. Take the lead.
They did?
Yeah. Aren't you watching?
No. I'm trying to do a netcast here, pal.
A webcast. I like to refer to it as a webcast.
Whatever, web, net, tomato,
like
tomato.
It's got the word broad
potato,
in it.
Potato, potato.
That's always good. Broad.
Broadcast. Cased.
Over by there.
How long did that BBC song take?
What do you mean?
I don't know. We're only 4 minutes into the podcast.
Oh, that's a quick song. No, that's a quick one. No. It's a quick one.
Further.
That's a quick one while he was away, John. I say further. Further and farther have two different definitions.
Well, farther means distance. Further means time, right?
Yes. Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
And since we're going back in time, or we're going to attempt to go back in time. Now, what John and I have been working on in our podcast is a little, I'm sorry, our webcast is a little lacking. Is we've been working on a time machine.
Yeah.
And we figured out that gravity is an essential part of the three dimensions. So if we can eliminate gravity, we can get outside the third dimension and get into the fourth dimension. And what time looks like to us It's just a linear plotting mechanism.
Right.
We need longitude and latitude and then this linear time, and we figure we can go anywhere. So we're going to test it tonight, and one of the first things we're going to do is go back a year ago
right.
and visit a podcast that we did a year ago today. I think Rick and Tony were guests at the time, and we're going to go back and we're going to observe that podcast. And this is just a test, so if it works, then we can go back wherever we want, John. So the thing that really is going to be tested here, I think we know we can get back in time, but can we get back to the future? You know what I'm saying, John?
Back to the future, right.
Right.
Shall we go?
Whenever you're ready,
gotta
I'm ready.
Rev it up.
Yeah, you got to rev that time machine up.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Are we there? Whoa, hey.
Whoa.
We're back in the old studio.
Yeah, I feel like I'm, wow.
This
I
must be like a side effect.
I'm kind of stretched out.
Of traveling in time.
Wow, I feel
Whoa.
Like... I feel like Katherine Hepburn.
Oh,
wow.
I should have won the Academy Award. I did win a lot of them. Either that or Michael J. Fox. I don't know which one.
On Golden Pond.
Yeah. What about African Queen?
You poop.
All right, so we made it back to the old studio. But nobody's here. Did you have the time adjustment right?
I did.
Oh, here they come. All right, we're just observing. Try not to make any.
Now that we have Tony.
Dang it.
I'll take that on. Now that we have TP in here.
You assholes.
Finally, somebody who voted for Bush is in here. I would like to ask TP Tony.
TP Tony.
Positive things has George W. done in his presidency? Go ahead, TP.
Oh, hello.
You can't hear us, can you? No, you can't hear us.
Unemployment is starting to come down a little bit anyway.
There you go. Unemployment is starting to come down, John.
I don't think he can see us.
What else you got? Anything else?
not really.
All right, then. Are you happy with the W's performance?
Wow.
For the most part.
For the most part, he's doing a great job.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
Wow.
All right, John, let's remind our listeners we've traveled back in time a year ago today. All right, let's try to jump a little bit forward in the podcast.
All right.
I mean, the webcast. To see what's going on next.
All right.
Oh, this is the one where I talked about my vasectomy. Because my vases were clipped a year ago.
So your balls are just kind of hanging by the clipped strings.
Right. The little spaghetti thread.
So there's just your sack is holding them. It's not like the strings are holding, like
right.
clacks.
And I had a lot of bruising on my shaft.
It sounds painful.
So I think we're just wrapping up a vasectomy here, and let's check in to see
All
what's
right.
going on.
All right. Here we go over there.
Yeah.
What do you think about
Whoa.
That, TP?
I am tired of hearing about your nuts.
Apparently, Tony was tired of hearing about my nuts.
You're nuts. It sounds funnier when you talk slower.
Let's jump into part three, my pretty.
All right, here we go.
Let's see what's going on in part three.
Are you ready? Are we gonna jump
I'm ready.
On? Here we go.
Shh.
Whoa! No comment, man.
Would you hire a queer?
Huh? Yeah, why? What's the big deal?
I don't know. What is the big deal?
What if he wanted to suck you?
You are sick. Just a sick fuck.
I'd be flattered.
So would I.
I know my brother-in-law's alternative mate is hot for Rick.
It's hot.
That's only because
you're pretty hot, man, with that, well, that chin dimple.
The Michael Douglas chin?
Yeah. It's just, it looks kind of like a shaved pussy sometimes.
That's sick, man.
If there were more people in the band, I'm sure I wouldn't be rated so highly. But
I've looked at Rick 1,000 times. I've never thought his chin looked like a pussy.
A shaved
pussy.
That's
gay.
He squeezes it sometimes. Oh, yeah.
He's never
done that but
for
only
me.
For John. Not, I haven't done it for you yet, Scott.
I haven't been in the band long enough to see Rick's vagina on his chin.
Vagina chin.
All right, getting back to Bush, because I love Bush.
I think that's what we were talking about.
All right. The test worked. Now let's see if we can get back to the future. You know what I'm saying, John?
I hear you, brother.
Because he's John.
He's Scott. Don't confuse me like that. All right, here we go.
Oh.
Well, that's kick-ass, man. That worked. That is so goddamn cool. Do you know the shit
I'm
that
thinner.
We can do now?
Yeah, I don't know. What?
We just got to remember not to get involved, just to observe.
Right.
But we can go back into time to anything.
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't wait till next next webcast, John. Next webcast. I can't wait.
Wow.
Whoa. I feel a little bit longer.
Wow.
Excuse me. Oh, you know what? We didn't get the email.
No. That's right.
Let's do email and then let's do celebrity news. Jump right into celebrity news.
All right.
I got an email from Eric, the listener. Eric, the listener, emailed us last week, and we read it on air. And I guess he wasn't happy with it.
No.
So he emailed us again. He said, heard the last show. I emailed you guys half-ass awake. Come on! I know I messed up a few lines, but shit, Scott, you butchered it. All I was saying was, you guys know a lot about Christian religion for atheists, and maybe you have overanalyzed it with too much fucking logic. Also, I was asking, what's the harm in having faith? Another words, I think he meant to say in other words, but he said in other words, what do you have to lose? And I think I brought this up on a previous webcast. I said, during the 666 episode, I gave out the Lord's Prayer. So in case Armageddon really does happen,
Pascal's wager,
all you have to do is say this and you'll be saved. You'll go with Jesus. So we did give out an insurance policy. In case it really does happen. But the odds of that happening are, what, slim to none?
Yeah.
Don't you think, John?
Yeah, slim to none.
To none.
To zero. I got a theory about that whole, these whole Christian evangelical Christian types. For instance, some people that I know that are born again, I think they have a feeling that they can lie to people like you and me because we don't believe, so they're lying to the devil. So it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear.
So it's justified.
That. Right, because we're Satan.
Yeah.
Well, he goes on to say, if you have faith and die, at least
what?
You were, if you have faith and die, at least if you were wrong, you've lost nothing.
Faith and die.
If you have faith and then you die. So you believe in Jesus and then you
die.
Oh,
and die, yeah.
At least if you were wrong, you've lost nothing. But if you don't have faith and you're wrong, you're fucking going to burn in hell for eternity.
First, you have to believe that there is a hell for it to even exist.
Right, but if what he's saying is atheists, we don't believe in hell. So if we die, what if we're wrong? Wouldn't that suck? I think that would suck. We'd show up and Saint whoever would say, you didn't accept Jesus as your savior. I'm going to have to send you down to hell for eternity. Wouldn't that blow?
But it doesn't make sense, though.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense because if belief is all you have to do, that's all you have to do, that means anybody, any evil-ass person just has to believe in God, no matter how much raping and child molesting they've done, and they go to heaven. But the first person that's done every moral thing good, except he didn't believe in God, goes to hell.
Right.
It makes no goddamn sense.
It doesn't make sense to you, but I agree. I can see where Eric's coming from here. It's what I'm saying. And then he finishes with Scott.
What do you mean it makes no sense to me? Tell me how that makes any sense.
No, I'm saying it doesn't make any sense to you, John. But I'm holding out that the probability, the one in a Brazilian chance that there is a hell and a heaven. I memorized the Lord's Prayer, so if Armageddon does happen.
What is it?
Well, I'd have to check my notes. But he ends with, Scott, when I get time, I'm going to go back and count how many fucking times you said, later, Smectards, Alabama goddamn. And that's Eric the Listener checking in.
Nice.
Also, Stephen C. checked in. He said, hey, John and Scott, following up from your question about the psychological term to cover what Rush Foley may have been experiencing, I think it may be cognitive dissonance, cognitive dissonance leading to transference. And this is when...
Projecting.
Yeah, projecting. So I'm Foley, right? And I'm molesting young boys. So I go out and I project my own behaviors. And I come up with...
hatred of behaviors.
Laws against child molesters and things of that sort. It's been a while since
My penance.
I learned about psychoanalysis, and it's not really my thing, so there may be a better term out there.
Psychoanalysis.
I think Stephen C. is right on, because he's an educated man, John.
Tetanus.
And education is where it's at. That's what it's all about.
I wish you would tell us what tetanus...
Yeah, anus, could you tell us what tetanus is? Because I think I have a case of it.
A case of tetanus.
Now, Eric's email, it's an excellent segue into our next bit of audio clips here, John.
Wait a minute. We got Podcast Alley comments.
Right. We didn't even
should
do
blow
that.
Blow that off?
Well, how many do we have?
Well, Scott, 6. You don't want to hear him?
Go ahead. We always have time for the fans, John.
All right. hey, John and Scott, I just finished listening to episode 74, all three parts. My sides hurt from laughing so hard. One of the best TTNs ever. The jam you did rocked. I love you guys. Keep up the great work. That's from Ariella Elantare.
Nice.
This one says, bus. The chimp regime is slowly fading away. Thanks, America, for finally waking up. Well, at least more than 50% of it. And I caught up on the last episode of 73. Too fucking funny. It's been the best year. God damn it. I need bifocals. It's been the best yet.
The best yet.
I love when God visits. He's a pretty funny dude, laugh out loud. And in part 3, the heavy metal episode about the intro song, who the hell is that? That song kicks ass.
Go ahead and tell him. Go ahead and tell him.
Is that
the
shit song?
No, it's the catheter song. Part 3 of 7.
Whipped cream slut?
Or is he talking about 73
He's
or 74?
Talking about 73.
Oh, 73, yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was the shit.
Episode 74.
I gotta check it out.
Was the catheter a whipped cream slut done live?
Yeah.
Live. with no rehearsal.
This one says, stupidity at its finest, episode 73, part one, stupid clips, funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. So funny, it makes me want to give Skiz a nice donkey punch in the lips.
Ow.
You two septic cunt rags should win some kind of fucking award or something. You're light years ahead of all the other... Dot, dot, dot. And then he comes back, fuck, my comment got cut off. You're light years ahead of all the other horrible podcasts. Keep it real. Brooklyn Jeff. P.S. Tell that cum drinking son of a bitch God I'm coming for him. Hello?
Hello.
Are you okay?
They're horrible other podcasts. Speaking of horrible podcasts, Crybaby Emo Kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how many votes or
no.
whatever they have this month?
No.
Last time I checked, it was 2.
Wow.
Right. So it was all so a fraud.
They kind of dropped in the rank.
It was
rank,
all fake. So. Fraud. It's a bunch of crap.
This one says, Jesus Christ. Hey, Piss Mop. Spenny here. The forum seems more alive, so drop me a line if you want me to pass over the control. Okay, yeah, we did that.
And we did that.
Loving the netcast as usual. Tet anus aside, you guys are rocking. Much love from the very British Spenny.
What do you mean, tet anus aside? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Tetanus was a highlight of our show. Our stupidity.
It was.
My stupidity. Tetanus.
Colostomy, colatomy. Catheter jam? Sounds painful. My professional advice would be to unlock the tube, empty the bag, and cut down on the tequila. Keep up the shredding. Tet! Stefan C.
Tet!
That's it. That's all we have there, Scott.
Well, those are some outstanding comments. Thanks for the comments and the votes. But I did post that I think it was maybe a year ago. I said that if we ever end up in the top 10, I'll never ask you to vote again. And what happened, John? We ended up in the top 10. So we're going to never ask you to vote again.
Never.
But if you'd like to leave a comment, we will read it on the show. And we appreciate it.
Oh, what the fuck? Did they just score New York?
They did.
God damn it.
Oh, don't tell me how to do it.
It sickens me.
All right. Let's get into Theodore Haggard now, John.
Yeah.
So Theodore Haggard was this preacher here
this
in
preacher
the States.
Guy.
And he had a church congregation of 14,000 strong. He was what we'd call a televangelist.
Right.
TV show. Not only that, but he visited the W every Monday, and they would talk about things. The W and Ted Faggard. All right, so what happened is...
Can you suck dicks?
He came out, some guy said, hey, I got phone records, I got phone calls, I got recorded stuff. This guy bought meth off me, and he sucked my cock. So...
Did he do the sucking?
I think he did, and we'll hear it on the phone message, because that's a TTN exclusive, John.
All right.
So anyway, this guy came out and said he came out because of the hypocrisy of a Mr. Ted Haggard.
Hypocrisy.
Televangelist. And let's go ahead and play the first clip to set up his hypocrisy.
First clip.
I've never had a gay relationship with anybody.
No, that's the second clip. I must have marked him wrong. Was that right. Mark number one?
Yeah.
That was awful audio, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I must have screwed up the clips. Go ahead and play number two.
We've decided the Bible is the Word of God. We don't have to have a General Assembly about what we believe. It's written in the Bible. All right? So we don't have to debate about what we should think about homosexual activity. It's written in the Bible. I think I know what you did last night. If you send me $1,000, I won't tell your wife. If you use any of this, I'll sue you.
That's what Stefan C. was talking about. Projection. Something dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, cognitive dissonance. And there's the Haggard doing it. Now, if you go ahead and go back and play part one, although it's a horrible, horrible audio clip, this is fascinating. This is a news reporter that caught him leaving church or something and stuck a microphone in his car. So his wife is sitting next to him and his kids are in the back seat. And this guy just keeps on yapping. He doesn't know when to shut up. He just keeps talking.
Just shut up, man.
So listen to this. This is fascinating.
There we go.
I've never had a gay relationship with anybody. And I'm steady with my wife. I'm faithful to my wife. And so I don't know if this is election year politics or if this has to do with the marriage amendment or what it is. But I'm not even the guy that'll investigate it or question it. I don't know what the dynamics are. But this independent group will come in and do that.
Even I, but I have to ask you again, have you used meth?
No, I have not.
Okay. And the voice expert that is in Denver that was hired by KUSA has matched now 18 of the words left on the voicemail message.
I did call him. I did call him.
And what did you call him about?
I called him to buy some meth, but I threw it away.
And who were you buying the meth for?
No, I was buying it for me, but I never used it.
Have you ever used meth before?
No, I have not.
So,
and I did not ever use it with him.
And did you ever have sex with him?
No, I did not.
And at what point did you decide to throw away the meth?
Right after. I never kept it very long because it was wrong. I was tempted.
It goes bad.
I bought it, but I never used it.
And how did you know that he would sell it to you?
He told me about it. I went there for a massage. So, okay, we're late for our appointment, and so, but thank you for your work.
How did you find him to get a massage from him?
A referral.
From?
From the hotel I'm staying at.
The hotel where?
I've stayed a lot of hotels in Denver because I write in Denver. So, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right.
The fuck you waiting for? Bitch, start sucking.
So this reporter sticks a microphone in the car.
And he just blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I bought meth from him. And the look on the wife's face was like, what?
What?
Yeah, but I never used it, at least not with him. You know, so I've used meth before, but not with him.
Well, you know, the guy, Michael Jones, said that he never sold him any meth. But he used to show up and snort meth to heighten the sexual experience.
Well, even Haggard said that he snorted meth before he fucked his wife, and probably because he's a homosexual, so he had to, like, get high to stick his schwants in a vag. You know what I'm saying, John? Because if you're a queer, that would be really difficult,
to hell.
Wouldn't it? Aren't I? I'm going to hell, John. I'm the one with a 14,000 congregation. That's doing meth and getting blowjobs from a masseuse.
A masseuse.
So it's if you go Google this.
I can't wait till you come down to me, motherfucker. I got your number.
Oh, Satan's
back. You
know
back. What I'm saying?
I hear that, wait. Satan. No doubt.
You keep blasphemizing old Haggard, and
hey,
you're going down.
Last
there.
Episode, God and you were here. What did you do after you left? You had God pulled the escalator up.
Jesus pulled the escalator up.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, his son was cruising around the block.
You guys get like handicapped parking, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because of the Jesus?
Yeah, we'll just. Yeah, he's a little slow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody who gets caught and then hung up, well, yeah, he's got nail holes. He could whistle through his hand. You know, just whistle right through it. Yeah. He says, we call him all the holy hand.
Holy
Get
hand.
It? Holy hand, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, we just went and, we went to HB's. We met up with Mr. Shmuel.
Mr. Shmuel at HB's.
Yeah, he was
nice.
Over there. Yeah, it was a good time.
I hope you brought a lot of singles.
I just manufacture them. Just
like that.
Snap my finger.
That's out of sight.
Don't you like how my snap is even evil?
It is. It's
That's
an evil
cool,
snap,
huh?
Man.
I could just manufacture flames right out of the air. I can make scary voices, too.
So you, Jesus, and God got lap dances at HB's?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I got a facial.
Facial?
I said,
what is
hey,
that?
Baby, you want me to beat off in your face?
Yeah.
I did an old Pat Roberts thing. Well, not Pat Roberts. What the hell is that guy's name?
Ted Haggard?
No.
Fred Phelps.
Pat.
I don't know.
Sajak. I don't know. The guy that did the fucking phone
calls. Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien. That's a... God damn it. I mean, sorry.
Well, you're the one who made him do those phone calls.
I know. That's what they always say. Satan made me do it.
And I'm drinking Glenlivet right now, and that's the liquor is the devil's...
it's the devil's water.
Water.
Yeah. You're going down, pal. I can't wait. It's never lonely down here, though.
I'm just going to accept Jesus as my Savior.
Well, we're getting Sodom in a couple of weeks or so, I heard.
Really?
Well, he was convicted to death, so... The funny thing about it is, did you notice in the news, Rumsfeld and Sodom shaking hands?
Oh,
and
that
then
was...
this week they have the last week they have the worst week of their lives together.
Oh, together?
Yeah.
That is interesting. So
Rumsfeld gets fired, and
what
Sodom gets sent to be hung to death.
Sodom and Rumsfeld, are they going to show up at the same time?
I think they're going to be hanging out with me.
Now, when
soon.
Guys like that come down, do you party with them? What do you do?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I can't wait until Haggard comes down because he's our main connection with the meth.
All right. With the
meth. Yeah, we fired that up. We got a big bong, too. It's like the size of a volcano. You know what I'm saying? We
get really wild. I hear that. No doubt.
Yeah. And then we jump in the Escalade, me and God and Jesus, and we go get some fries.
What would a bong hit by Satan sound like?
Do we have hey, man. That? This is being recorded, okay?
Yeah, so? You're
yeah,
Satan.
Well,
what do you care?
Yeah, you know, I still got a rep, you know? I don't want to...
Yeah, and this would
rap.
Only strengthen your rep, wouldn't it? If you did a bong hit on TTN?
I can't do a bong hit. What are you talking about?
Technical difficulties?
Well, I didn't bring any weed.
Oh, I thought you could just conjure it up. When the Lord's here, he can conjure up hemp. You're not as all-powerful as the Lord, or what?
Why are you busting my balls, man? I don't understand where this is coming from.
Come on, man.
All right.
I thought all I'm asking for you is to do a hit.
Cool.
There you go.
Are you happy now?
I'm happy.
Jesus Christ! I love that saying, by the way. I say it all the time.
Of course. You're the one who propagates it.
Yeah.
Because it's a sin.
All right,
you're
well,
all about sin.
I got to get the hell out of here, man.
All right, man. What, do you got a party to go to?
Yeah. Well, you know, it is the holiday season.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of office parties going down. So I got to throw up some temptation. You know
right. Make the secretaries hump their bosses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
It's the most fun part of the year. And then I dress up like Santa.
You do? Where do you do
yeah,
that?
Oh, it's fun. Oh, at the shopping malls and
really?
Stuff. You see me outside with a bell.
I bring my kids all the time, and they're sitting on Satan's lap.
That's
is what you're
right.
telling me?
It's an anagram for Satan, Santa. I wear
right.
the red and the white beard to throw you off. The white beard makes me look godlike.
It does.
It's hot, isn't it?
It is hot. But you said on the last podcast, you're like red like a lobster.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I get a little sunburn.
With the horns?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
all?
Yeah, sometimes I got to file those down. They don't fit under the hat too good.
Well, I got a question for you before
right,
we leave.
Yeah, shoot. What do you
What's
got?
What's your favorite porn?
Oh, yeah. My favorite porn, I'd say...
You like the man-on-man?
No, it's not really. I'm not into that.
Well, that would be the greatest sin of all, wouldn't it?
Well, bestiality.
Almost? Oh, bestiality.
Yeah,
right.
I like that one where the chick is getting it by the horse.
The horse.
Yeah, and then she fills up the big condom and then dumps it on herself. And she looks like a big glazed donut when she's done.
It's called bukkake, isn't it?
Yeah, bukkake. You ever see the shit video?
I have seen the shit video.
That part where it all comes out on the guy's face like chili?
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
That's nasty. That's some sin for you right there, man.
That is nasty. Just talking about it. I need to take a shower.
Yeah, me and the G have watched that one.
All right, man. So
oh, ixnay. Sorry.
Well, let me, before you go, I am an atheist, so you and I will be hooking up later on then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's, you'll take it easy on me, right? Because I'm a cool guy.
I'll take it easy on you. The toughest thing you're going to be able to say to me when I'm fucking you in the ass is, for how long? That's it. That's all you can say.
Fuck you.
All right, I got to go.
All right, well, thanks for stopping by.
All right, see you later.
That's out of sight. So wait a minute. John, you didn't say a word. What are you, frightened of the Satan?
No, he was sitting on my lap.
Oh, was
what
he?
What can I say?
He took over your mic?
Yeah.
All right,
he just pops in. It's not like the Lord who is like, he's more spiritual.
He schedules things, right. And he announces his presence with horns.
Satan, with trumpets. An ass trumpet. Oh, man.
All right,
that's freaky.
We were talking about Haggard.
I feel so dirty.
So Haggard, some queer that he was paying for meth and some homosexual activity came out and said, hey, I'm coming out and I'm telling this story because he's a hypocrite and it's a joke. And he had some phone calls. He taped some phone calls with Haggard. And that's what finally made Haggard confess that, yes, I did buy meth. I did do meth. I did have a homosexual relationship with this guy.
Homer.
Now, Haggard has been removed from his... He's resigned, I believe. But TTN is the only outlet that has these super secret phone calls.
Oh, wow.
We have them. We've gotten a hold of them. If you want to go ahead and play clip three, that is the phone call that Haggard made to the masseuse that he bought meth from.
All right. Let's listen in.
That was a TTN exclusive. We have the phone call that Haggard made to his gay masseuse who provided him with meth. So he was going to go public with that, and that's when Haggard said, "Okay, I need to come clean."
Well, you know, because of that, I don't know if it's because of it, but it was just announced that the Jesus Camp is closing.
The Jesus Camp? Was Haggard in charge of the Jesus Camp?
Well, not exactly in charge. The summer camp featured in the documentary Jesus Camp, which includes scenes with disgraced preacher Ted Haggard, will shut down for at least several years because of negative reaction sparked by the film, according to the camp's director. Right now, we're just not a safe ministry. Becky Fisher. Come on, don't proofread this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The fiery Pentecostal pastor featured in Jesus Camp said Tuesday, the documentary, which hit select U.S. theaters during the summer, portrays Fisher, 55, as drill instructor to a group of young evangelical children stealing themselves for spiritual and political welfare. Oh, sorry, warfare. Led by Fisher, the children pray in tongues, as is common in charismatic strains of Pentecostalism, tearfully beg God to end abortion and bless President Bush at a week-long camp in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Fisher has drawn fire from some corners for brainwashing the children after vandals damaged the campground last month, and critics besieged Fisher with negative emails, phone calls, and letters. The pastor said, she's shutting down the camp for at least several years.
Several years?
Yeah.
So she's planning to open several years from now?
I guess so.
When everybody's forgotten that Haggard is a queer?
Well, it also includes scenes of Haggard, the evangelical leader accused of gay sex and drug use. In one scene, directors Heidi Ewing and Rachel Grady visit Haggard's 14,000-member New Life Church in Colorado Springs. He tells the vast audience, and we heard this clip, "We don't have to debate about what we should think about homosexual activity. It's written in the Bible."
That's right.
And it goes on to
it's
say,
"It's an abomination, John.
It's an abomination.
God hates fags." Everyone knows that.
John and Scott are a bunch of fag-enabling fools.
So, yeah, Haggard also leads the audience in praying for President Bush to select a Supreme Court nominee who supports their beliefs. It would end up being Samuel Alito, and later brags about the rapid expansion of evangelicalism.
Yeah, what a load of shit. Yeah.
Haggard has acknowledged that he paid Mike Jones of Denver for a massage and methamphetamine.
But he didn't use it.
He didn't use it, man.
But we have the phone call.
Fisher said that she has asked distributors of Jesus Camp not to release the film in Bismarck because she fears for the safety of the 70 children who attend the fire center.
The 70 brainwashed children?
Grady, the co-author of Jesus Camp, said the negative reaction to the film has weighed a little heavy on our hearts. Not that we had anything to do with it, but the campground wasn't getting vandalized before the film, and it was after it, and we need to acknowledge that, Grady said. Yeah, because you finally showed it for what it is. A bunch, you're imprisoning kids and making them speak in tongues.
Right, and brainwashing
them. It's like child abuse.
It's a bunch of crap. Bunch of crap. All right, how much time?
We got to go. We got 40. We're at 41, man.
We're at 41? All right, yeah. Then we'll take it to part three. We'll try to breeze through celebrity news and then see if Phil shows up.
And then get political.
And get political.
We'll be right back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.